The scripture reading is Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 through 5. Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 through 5. Then he brought me back to the door of the house, and behold, water was flowing from under the threshold of the house toward the east. For the house faced east, and the water was flowing down from the under, from the right side of the house, from the south of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate, and led me around on the outside to the outer gate, by way of the gate that faces east. And behold, water was trickling from the south side. When the man went out toward the east with a line in his hand, he measured the 1,000 cubits, and he led me through the water reaching the ankles. And again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water reaching the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water reaching the loins. Again he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not ford. But the water had risen enough water to swim in a river that could not be forded. Amen. Senior pastor will deliver the second of the message entitled, God Measures Our Faith.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, the local sanctuary members, those who are attending their service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, GCN and Mamin TV viewing audiences, this is the second session in the series, God Measures Our Faith. Daniel 12:10 says, many will be purged, purified, and refined, but the wicked will act wickedly. And none of the wicked will understand, but those who have insight will understand. We are now in a time that is so very near to the end of the ages. For this reason, God has been leading our church in the rapid flow of Spirit. He let us realize our sins so we can go into Spirit quickly, and He showed us our fundamental sins. He also poured down on us His utmost love and infinite grace so that we could cast away these sins. He gave us the hope for heaven so we can be ardently faithful. If He will just ride on the flow of Spirit that God has created, it's not difficult to go into Spirit. As the day of the Lord's coming draws nearer, this flow of Spirit will become increasingly faster. At the same time, the flow of Spirit of the world will also become increasingly stronger. There are people who go to church but still do not cast off evil. They still befriend the world even after listening to so many messages. These people should know that they are on the flow of flesh. The more flesh you receive, the more you will immerse yourself into flesh. You are likely to commit a variety of sins, so the walls of sin between God and you will only become taller. For example, today, those are in their 50s and 60s, or above, they discern between good and evil because they used to live in a good time. But today, they are born in sins, and they were raised in sins. So the whole world is full of sins. So they don't even know what sin is, what evil is. They don't know that they are committing sins. They are doing evil, but they don't think they are doing evil. And there are so many things that belong to this category. But those who used to live in good times, relatively good times, those senior citizens might think these youngsters, young people nowadays, they are doing something so evil, which couldn't even be imagined long ago. But now they do these things every day. Since you will have no strength to control yourself, you will be swept away by the strong current of flesh. But from this altar, messages about sins leading to death, judgment, and hell are preached constantly. So, does anybody feel the pangs of conscience? If you do, you must never stop listening to the Word of God. If the Word pierces your heart, it is the hand of God that He is stretching out to you. If you are trying to save a person who is being swept away by a strong current, can you just tenderly touch his hands? Can you gently pull him by his arms? Of course not. Then it means he will just be swept away by the current. You cannot hold on to him. You have to pull him so hard that it hurts his hands and arms. And just because they are hurting, can that person say, "Let go of my hands, it's hurting"? He cannot do that. He will have to hold on to your hand with all his strength. He has to try to get out of the strong current and hold on to your hands. Namely, if you listen to the word, you have to obey it and practice it. You have to turn back and now ride in the flow of Spirit. Those who are in the flow of Spirit already must keep on dwelling in the Word, so they won't be swept away by the flow of flesh. Furthermore, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will cultivate full measure of the Christ in faith to be able to save other souls who are being swept away by the flow of flesh. Brothers and sisters, in the last session, I talked to you about the reason why I'm delivering this sermon series. It is for you to check whether or not you have the right qualifications as children of God and whether you are ready to receive His blessings before we go into the Canaan sanctuary. You have to listen to the word carefully so you can realize what level of faith you're in and whether you are ready to receive blessings. And if you have any illness, you can see whether you are ready to receive the healing. I also explained to you the background of the reading passage. Ezekiel saw in a vision that water came out from the temple and flew out to the world. This means that the word of God preached in the temple went out to the world. This water became deeper and deeper and finally became a river. When Ezekiel was first guided through it, it reached his ankle, the next time it reached his knees and waist. Finally, it became a river that he could not ford. So where is the water touching? Is it just to your sole of the feet, or to the ankle, or to the knees, or to the waist? So I hope you will have an understanding listening to the message. Water spiritually symbolizes the Word of God. Therefore, the depth of the water symbolizes the extent to which we practice the Word of God, namely our measure of faith. God will measure the faith of each individual at the Great White Throne Judgment and give the final verdict. Here, God will measure each one's faith with the Word of God. Nobody will be able to say they are wrongfully accused. In the reading passage, each time before Ezekiel was guided through the water, the messenger of the Lord measured 1,000 cubits. Through this, we can understand that God measures each one's faith very accurately. Why would the messenger of the Lord measure 1,000 cubits each time? To measure 1,000 cubits symbolizes the broad and righteous heart of God. Before He says a certain person is in the first level or the second level of faith, He considers all the aspects first. He does not just look at one side of a person, but considers all aspects comprehensively. He considers not just the outward deeds, but also the depth of the heart that cannot be seen. Also, he is not biased. He does not have any favoritism towards anybody. He solely discerns with the measurement of the Word of God. When I think about your cases, I discern with the standard of the Word of God. It's always the Word. Then, with the Word of God, it is almost 100% correct. And I think it's about 95% or 90% with the Word of God. But why is it not 100%? It's because those people, they are not telling me the truth. If they tell me the truth, all the truth, then I can have the answer 100%. Because God's Word is always accurate and precise and perfect. So if you discern with the Word of God, you can see whether why you have faced this disaster or why you've got this illness. So if with the Word of God, you have, I can have the answer 100%. But the other, they were not telling me. They're not. If they don't tell me all the truth, the complete truth, then sometimes I don't get the right answer. Suddenly, I don't know why, but nowadays there are many cancer patients who come to receive my prayer to my residents. And there are people who are who don't have any faith. Those cancer patients, they don't have any faith, and you people bring them to me. And in that kind of case, they have to repent of their sins first. But they don't even know why they've got that disease, because they don't know the truth. So they don't even know, they don't have any little bit of faith, so they don't even believe. So why do they come to receive my prayer? Look at those who came before the Lord to receive the prayer. In all cases, God looked at, our Lord looked at their faith, considered their faith, but these people don't believe, they don't know any word of the truth, and they just come to receive my prayer. Even if they have faith, if they receive the death sentence, you know, if they went over the line, beyond the limitation of life, it's still gonna be difficult for them to receive healing. But even if they have faith, it's difficult for them to receive healing. And these people, they don't even know Jesus Christ, and they don't even know God, and what can I do? So there are also people who are possessed, they have mental disorders. These things, just praying will not work. I always taught you how to resolve that kind of problem. Let me give you an example with this commandment to keep the Sabbath holy. There are two believers, Brother Kim and Deacon Lee, attending the Sunday service in the church. Yes, Brother Kim and Deacon Lee. So Brother Kim is a new believer, and Deacon Lee, he's a deacon. He's not a new believer. Brother Kim is a new believer, while Deacon Lee has been attending church for 10 years. But both of them had some idle thoughts, thinking like, I am tired, I wish the service would end quickly, I want to go home and rest in their worship services. Brother Kim fortunately thought that he shouldn't be having such thoughts, for he had decided to lead a life in Christ. On the other hand, Deacon Lee habitually has idle thoughts and feels tired every Sunday, but he is not sensitive about it. On the outside, neither of them worshipped in spirit and truth. Now, would God say both of them did not keep the Lord's Day properly? God does not measure each one with exactly the same measurement, just seeing the outside. He searches the length of their Christian life, their titles, their actions, and also the depths of their hearts to make the judgment. If they have a title in the church, attending church for some time, God applies a higher standard to measure their faith. So, God may say that Brother Kim kept the Lord's Day holy, while Deacon Lee did not. Of course, in strict sense, Brother Kim didn't keep the Lord's Day holy either. He was just sitting in the church. He had idle thoughts and he was dozing off. He didn't listen to the Word of God, so God cannot say he attended proper worship service. But in God's measurement, he's just a new believer. So God takes that into account. But if somebody who has been attending church for 10 years does this, it's not any worship service. It is to rather cause God's anger. Not just on the judgment day, but also in our everyday life, God measures our faith. As our faith grows up step by step, God searches everything according to the words of the Bible and acknowledges that we have reached a certain level of faith. He never says you passed after a casual consideration. For example, when we go up from the second level of faith to the third level, He watches whether we have certainly cut off the works of the flesh. So you should be measuring what level of faith you're at. If you're a really new believer, you don't even know which level of faith you're at. But if you have some faith, you can understand whether you're in the second level or the third level or the fourth level. So if you go up to the third level, in the beginning of the third level, you wouldn't do any works of the flesh. What is a work of the flesh? There are works of the flesh leading to death, and there are works of the flesh not leading to death. And you wouldn't commit any works of the flesh. Then it means you are in the third level of faith. Even the works of the flesh, not leading to death, if you keep on committing those sins without repenting, it will finally lead you to death. And those who are new, to make it better to understand, suppose you have a quarrel between the husband and wife, and the wife spoke some really bad words, and the husband is so angry, so he slapped her. So what is it? It is violence. It is a work of the flesh. It is not the work of the flesh leading to death, but it is still a work of the flesh called violence. And if you are in the third level of faith, you won't do such a thing. You tell a lie to cheat others. Maybe you have some desire to cheat, but if you are in the third level of faith, you don't actually tell a lie. Of course, you don't commit any works of the flesh leading to death, so you can discern your own faith. The Hallelujah Praise Mission team was in my office, so I asked them, and I asked them to tell me honestly that if you are in the spirit, raise your hands. And if you are standing on the rock of faith, I asked them to raise their hands. And there was one person who is in the spirit, except missionary praise leader Jugyong Han, Rose Han, except her. So there was one who is in the, who said who was in the spirit, and there were two standing on the rock of faith. And I looked at other people, and they have the heart to be standing on the rock of faith, but they still lack a little bit of the word of God to discern whether they stand on the rock of faith. So I didn't, because they were making proper discernment. And the pastors, elders, and leaders, you should be discerning which level of faith you're at, and your people, your members. If you are in the third level of faith, you cannot teach the fourth level of faith. You cannot preach. If you are in the third level of faith and you make a visit to a member who is in the fourth level of faith, you cannot preach. You just say greetings, and that's all. So you also have to increase, keep on increasing your faith. So you can also be a parish pastor and guidance pastor of a mission group. And if you are at the, if you have a stoppage in your faith, and if the flock, they have a higher level of faith, then you cannot teach them. So when we go from the second level of faith to the third level, God watches whether we have certainly cut off the works of the flesh. He says we have passed only when there is clear evidence. Also, He measures our faith accurately when He gives us answers and or blessings. Through the seven spirits, He measures joy, prayer, thanksgiving, keeping the commandments, faith, faithfulness, and love. Do you know your measure of faith accurately? Some people are not even sure of their salvation. They question whether or not they can be saved. Some others say they are sure they will be saved because they have more than enough faith to have passed the first level of faith. If you don't even know whether you're saved or not, it's a problem. And it actually doesn't make sense. In this church, you're taught with the word of God so clearly, so accurately, so you can check your faith exactly, accurately. We have the five levels of faith. And also, in the third level, you can see whether you have the 10% or 20th percentile. You're at the 30th percentile of the third level of faith. You can correctly measure your faith. But for example, suppose you've been attending church, this church for 15 years. So if in 10 or 15 years, you should be at least on the rock of faith. Even though you're so slow, you should be standing on the rock of faith. If you're so slow, after 10 or 15 years, and if you've been praying and listening to the word, but then if you are still in the first level of faith or beginning of second level, and there are some people who are like that, who are even less than those in the first or beginning of second level of faith. Those at the beginning of second level of faith, they will try to gather and they pray in the Daniel prayer meeting, but those who are in the 10, 15 years, they don't like it. They don't like to come. They don't willingly come to pray. And they still have quarrels and disputes between husband and wife. And if they get angry, they slap their wife. And they should be in the deep level of third level of faith, but they are just in the beginning of second level of faith. And on the judgment day, what will God say to them? Can God say they have faith? Can God say you have faith to receive a salvation? You've attended church for 10, 15 years. You're a small group leader. You're a choir member. You are faithful in various ways. You performed your duties. Oh, you have faith. So you'll be saved. Will God say that? No. He wouldn't do that. He will. He'll deal with you even to the last penny in every detail. You cannot cheat God. You cannot lie to Him. So you should be standing on the rock of faith. And if you're in the second beginning of second level of faith, you cannot be sure that you are saved. Because the Bible tells us that if you're lukewarm, God will spit you out. And if you are given one talent and you don't do your duty and you just keep it, the one with the one talent, he just kept it. So did he keep his own, it was actually a loss. Because if you put it in the bank, you'd have at least the interest. But this one, he didn't get the interest. So actually, it is a loss. So what did the Lord say? Throw him out in the darkness. It means he will not be saved. If you've been attending church for 10 or 15 years, you should be standing on the rock of faith and going to spirit. If you're just in the beginning of second level or in the first level, it's not right. Even if you are in the third level of faith and if you commit the works of flesh leading to death, it's not even faith. It means you don't even have faith, as small as a mustard seed. Where in the Bible does it say that? There are many passages that tell us about it. For example, in the First John lectures, if you have the truth in you, you cannot commit sins. If you have just a little bit of faith, you cannot commit sins. You commit sins because you don't have faith. Especially sins leading to death. It means you don't have any faith. Oh, I believe everything. I believe all the signs and wonders. Oh, I believe the Muon salty water changed into sweet water, and God loves this church so much, so there are always rainbows. I believe all of them. I believe everything. Then will God say, oh, you know, so you believe, so you have faith? Is God's measure like that? The seven spirits, the four living creatures, they will all say no. If you are measured with the word of God, you cannot be considered to have faith. Just read the Bible. Faith without deeds is dead faith. You say you have faith, but you're already dead. So it means you don't have any faith. You don't have any deeds. It's just your knowledge in your head. It doesn't mean you have faith. If you have faith, the deeds will be accompanied. You will walk in the light within the word of God. And if you commit works of flesh leading to death, and it is not faith at all. If you have any faith, what does the Bible say? If you say you have faith, it means you are a liar. If you say you have faith, you are lying to God. You walk in the darkness and you say you believe, you have faith, then you are a liar. Is it my word? Is it my word? It is the word of God. There are many, many passages in the Bible. And you say, oh, I have faith. I am a leader. I am a mission group leader. I am a small group leader. Will God recognize you? No. It is that the only people elected you. People do not know your heart, your deeds. So they elect you to a small group leader and mission group leader. If it's God, He will never elect you. Even for me, I don't do that. So you should know all these things in your Christian life. You shouldn't cheat. You shouldn't be cheating yourself. What if you are not saved on the judgment day? Some others say they are sure they will be saved because they have more than enough faith to have passed the first level of faith. Still others have only a vague conception about their measure of faith. But the clear fact is that God is measuring each one's faith very accurately. You should also measure your faith correctly. You should at least have the assurance of salvation. It's because we don't know when God is going to call our spirit. Also, if you long for New Jerusalem, you should measure your faith even more precisely. It's because you can understand what you have to do specifically to advance into the next level only when you understand the level that you are at right now. Here, you have to measure your faith according to the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. You must not measure your faith with a subjective view based on your personal feelings. It should be obvious that you try to measure your faith only by reflecting upon your words and deeds according to the Word of God. But the level of faith still cannot be determined just by observing the outward appearance and then dividing it with the cut of a knife. That is why God searches not the appearance but the heart. Therefore, you have to reflect upon your words, deeds, and thoughts, but you have to rely on the Holy Spirit when you do that. It's because only God knows the heart of man. The Holy Spirit is God who dwells in our hearts. He knows each heart better than anybody. The Holy Spirit gives the assurance of salvation to those who have the faith to be saved. He gives hope of heaven and spiritual joy and confidence. Based upon this, the believers can discern whether or not they have faith to receive salvation and determine at which level of faith they are. Brothers and sisters, just as the messenger of the Lord measured 1,000 cubits, before God measures each one's faith, He first measures each one's deeds and heart. He searches the deeds and heart of countless people with His broad, great, and deep heart. Based on this, He measures each one's faith without any error. And those who truly believe this fact cannot speak or act carelessly at any given moment. The Bible testifies that God searches all respects of each person. For example, in heaven there are angels that record each word and deed of the children of God. They are recording all your words and all your deeds in heaven. Matthew 18:10 says, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones. You do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that there are angels in heaven, continually see the face of my Father who is in heaven." You have to keep this kind of thing in your mind, because it is, as it says, it's not just a saying, it is reality. The angels record all the words and deeds of the souls in their charge and make reports to God. This record will be the evidence at the final judgment. So once God explained to me about the system in heaven, the angels in charge, they will record every word, even one word of joke, jesting, useless word. That is why you must never speak useless words, any coarse jesting or joke. Angels will not just omit those useless words. They will record everything and make reports to God, make reports to but it is like, in 1984, God was explaining to me that when these angels report, there are higher in the order, so they gather these reports and they make reports to a higher level. And so there are many levels in the making the reports, so they'll gather all these reports, and there is an angel who can actually see God. Not all the angels will go up to God and see God himself. So there are angels who can see God face to face. So all these reports will be made to their higher seniors. There are so many, like 6.9 billion people. Then how can all 6.9 billion angels see God face to face? So this is a record here. This is what the Bible says, but you can see that there is a system in heavenly kingdom for the reports to go up. So this record will be the evidence at the final judgment. Just one jesting, joking, it'll all be recorded. So in the sea of glass, everything will be revealed. Your jokes, your cheating, your telling lies, your scamming, and everything will be judged. That is not, it means, then if you are judged like that, it is not the judgment of reward. It is about your salvation. That is why we must not make a careless jokes or useless words, because we are not going to remember. We'll forget. So in one joke, in one jesting, in one useless word, you might have something that can create a wall of sin between God and you. And you said something like that and you don't remember, so you cannot repent. So it'll be remaining until the final judgment. If you remember it, you will repent and turn away. But because you forget, you cannot repent of it. So something like this can be a wall of sin, and this might cause an illness. And you might not be protected from disasters, and because of those things, you can be accused by Satan, and you might have problems in your business. If you understand the world of evil spirits, the schemes of Satan, I hope you will understand it clearly. I taught you since long ago in so much detail, so you won't be deceived or tempted. If I can just, if all the explanations are published as a book, it'll be like an encyclopedia. And there is, if you remember that there is a judgment, then you will not say, you will not speak carelessly. You will not speak useless jokes. In the first or second level of faith, you don't know the truth, so you might be forgiven. But from the third level of faith, you know the truth. You shouldn't speak coarse words. You should be speaking gentle and soft and meek words. And it's not only for the final judgment. Even on this earth, you will receive the trials accordingly. Before God, not just the words and deeds, but also the depth of heart is revealed clearly. For example, the seven spirits of God and the four living creatures search even the depths of men's hearts. In Revelation 5:6, the Apostle John said about the Lamb who is the Lord, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into all the earth. Here the seven spirits are likened to seven eyes, and it is because their role is to search and measure. The four living creatures do not only escort God, but also they search the deeds and hearts of men. Especially the eagle-like living creature searches the extent that each individual imprints and cultivates the Word of God in their hearts. Eagles have very good eyesight, and they can see very small objects from a distance. So even though they are flying in a high altitude, they see everything on the ground, every movement on the ground. So they see the rabbits, the rats, even from a high distance. These rats and these rabbits, they don't know. Eagles are watching them. They can't see so high up in the sky. But the eagles are watching everything to spot the rabbit or the rat, their preys. So they have the measurements. So they come down in such a short time, in a moment, and they catch them. When they see the eagles come, it is already too late. Then they'll be caught. And if they have a, maybe roughly, if they have a rock or something, they'll go under. In much the same way, the eagle-like living creature searches the heart of each one without any error. It can discern clearly and accurately even the depths of the heart. Ecclesiastes 12:14 says, "For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil." God will bring every act to judgment, whether big or small, every act, everything which is hidden, even though you do it in secret, even though you cheat, even though nobody is seeing you, whether it is good or evil, you cannot cheat God. And God will bring every act to judgment. Good is the judgment of reward, and evil is for the punishment. So those who believe, you must not cheat others among the brothers and sisters. So you have to change from little things, even the cheating on your children, so your children can trust you. Just for example, even the telephone. Or you get a call from outside and you block this receiver and it's from this person. What do you want me to say? Blocking this receiver, because the child does that because the dad is cheating, telling a lie. If it's good, then just give it to me. Or if he doesn't want to talk to him, just say, "Oh, I'm out." You teach them to lie. So the children, they are raised in telling a liar. They don't even know that they are liars. And they begin to lie all the time. Even though they are not doing right, they are doing something wrong in the school, they just cheat their parents. So the parents, they shouldn't be teaching their children to lie. They have to change themselves first. And Matthew 12:36 says, "But I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an accounting for it in the day of judgment." Please keep this kind of word in your mind. And don't just say, "Oh, I was just joking." It is because everything will be revealed before your guardian angel and the angel in heaven that records all your words and deeds, the seven spirits of God and the four living creatures. Also, even the words and actions that you do not take seriously will all be judged. There are so many eyes that are watching us, and how can we do something outside of faith? Therefore, I hope you will always be confident of yourself, whether you are with others or by yourself. But why does God pay so much attention to accurate measurement of faith? It is not to see our blemish, discount our faith, or to punish us. He measures accurately to give us as many chances as possible. Furthermore, it is to give us more rewards. Of course, he tries to give us the highest score possible, but without any bias or error. Therefore, we should try our best. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win." If you want to reach the full measure of faith and receive the prize, I hope you will run toward the goal of achieving the greatest faith. From the next session, I will talk about the sins that will cut you off from salvation with examples from both Old and New Testaments. I will be doing this so that you will understand the cutoff line of salvation clearly. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the reason why God is explaining the reading passage to us, he said as follows, "At this end of time, there will be few who see heaven with spiritual eyes and who long for heaven. That is why this message is being given to you, so you can make the heavenly kingdom known and people can long for it." He continued, "Also, I give this message to you so that people will understand how organized the heavenly kingdom is, and how many messengers of the Lord are doing their duties in each area to measure their faith and the amount of prayer accurately so that they will be warned in advance." Also, God wants to place our hope in heaven. It is clear fact that your faith is being measured. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Nobody will be exempt from the judgment. Everybody will be judged. Of course, if you go into spirit, we'll just receive judgment of rewards because we will not commit sins. But those who are in the first, second, and third level of faith, they befriend the world and they commit sins. So they will surely be judged for their sins. So they will be the salvation will be clearly decided, and how much reward you will be given. But if you are in the spirit, everything you do here on this earth, you do it all for the glory of God, whether you eat or drink or in whatever you do. So everything you do here will be your reward in heaven. And it'll all be the materials to build your house. If you love the world and befriend the world, you wouldn't have any materials to build your house in heaven, even though you sing for God or anything. Because even though you sing, it has to be a heartfelt, true song for God, but you just sing for yourself, and it is not given. It is not offered to God. So what will the angels do in heaven? Like in the Angelica's testimony. They sit idle. They don't do anything because they don't have any materials to build a house. But your materials, you'll have so many materials to build your house in case of a man of spirit. So the angels will be so busy building their houses. So that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Please take them serious. Take this kind of verse seriously. Just imagine that the messenger of the Lord is standing in front of you with a lion in his hand at the final judgment. On the one hand, those who have faith will face that moment with overwhelming joy. On the other hand, if your measure of faith did not get to the cutoff line, and you are about to be sentenced to eternal death, how terror-stricken you'd be. It'll be sheer tragedy. We still have a chance to repent while we are breathing on this earth, but there will be no more opportunity at that time. We cannot say the verdict is not right. The verdict will never be changed. It is because the sentence will be given without the slightest possibility of error, along with all the evidences of support. In case of men, even though they're such a good judge, they make mistakes. They may make a wrong judgment. But for God, there's nothing like that. None of you here should face that moment in fear. So I hope you will increase your faith before that day. Show to all the eyes that are watching you the kind of heart, words, and deeds that can give you the heavenly prize. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will have more than enough faith to just pass the line of salvation and have sufficient faith to enter into New Jerusalem on the judgment day. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your love and grace. Father, let this message become faith and life. Let us correctly measure our measure of faith. Let us understand how much measure of faith we have properly and correctly. So let us have more faith upon faith. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. Show your works transcending space and time. Bless all those members in all churches, branch churches, local sanctuaries who are attending their service through satellite, and all the children of God who are attending the service on the internet. Bless all the GCN and Mammin TV viewing audiences, all pastors, missionaries, and 9,000 branch churches all over the world. Pastor Bishop Myung-ho Jung of Kenya will have a Nairobi Mammin Church special healing crusade on May 15th, Sunday. Chun Gwangju Changsin, be healed of lung cancers. Kang Hyun-suk, depression on the nerves in the head, kidney trouble and liver cirrhosis, arthritis, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Chung Su-fing, be healed of epilepsy. Tung Jin, be healed of mental disorder, diabetes, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Su Ai In Tesolme, be healed of depression. Light come. Chu Fa Long, be healed of cerebral apoplexy. Ding Wan Yi, let his fingers recover that are cut off, and let there be no after effects. Chu Gui Fang, be healed of cataract. Lin Je, be healed of lymphatic trouble. Kim Eun Shil, the itchiness all of the body. Ryu Ji Wei, let her recover her hearing and sight. 우단 B, healed of the blocked nose. 궁허청 schizophrenia. 전진시, the leg pain. The skin trouble. 장루이전, the pain and itchiness on the hands and on the back. We found then, let's see when, he healed of after effects of traffic accidents. Li Chang King coughing, be healed. Sun Chun Lei, let the traffic accident on May 10th, let everything be settled. Wen Ming Hui, let him have a good result in the sales. Figure Chang Fu, let the inherited two houses and let the registration be done well. Lee Dong, give him the Korean visa. Let him learn Korean quickly. Xi Di Dan Lei Si Chai, let them sell their houses with a good price. Su Fu and Yu Jing, let her daughter Su Wen be a good student. And he was let her move to another school. Chen Ai Xiang, Chen Wan Zhou Liang, Lin So Mei, Lin Ren Yang, Lin Ren Nong, Sun Hai, and Lin Xiao Qing, Li Ji Ho, Zhou Xin Dan. Give them wisdom and understanding to study well. Let him go into good schools and let them cut off the TV and computer games. Mamin Church and Hun Mamin Church and John Mamin Church. Jinni Chen Jirin Xiu Yang, Fan Jingyi Na Xiu Li Liu Li Ping, Fan Chen Cheng Guo Meng Qin, Zhang Li Ping, Zhang Li Hua, Zhang Li Qin, Cheng Ming, Wang Ping, Wang Jingwen, Zhang Xiu Zhu, Feng Wei Fa, Ma Feng Jin, Liu Wei Qing, Liu Kui, Zhou Wu Liang, Han Wei Jun, Zhang Shuang Xiu, Xin Feng Ling, Le Xi Wen, Ma Rong Qi, Zhu Jing, Lu Feng, Han Wenhui, Zhou Zaihong, Le Xi, Zhen, Zhou Mei, give them spiritual faith, let them fulfill their duties, evangelize their families and give them financial blessings, and let this spiritual cord of idolatry of their ancestors be broken away, and let them meet a good spouse in the Lord. Father, lay your hands on them, let them see well, let the ears well, let open their ears to hear well, and let the voices be clear, and heal all their internal organs with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. High and low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Protect them. Protect the church. Protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles, and let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, give them good weather throughout this week. Give them peace. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.